He is risen. Yeah, he is risen indeed. I do this every Easter Sunday. Adam even advertised it there. When someone gets up on a stage and says, he is risen, you've got to yell out, he is risen indeed. It's been a tradition for centuries and we should maintain it. I think it's useful. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is. Okay, today we're having a look at a vision that one of the Old Testament prophets had. It's in Ezekiel. We're looking at this because it represents the kind of hope that exists for us and a reminder of what the resurrection means for us. So Ezekiel's a prophet in exile. Israel as a nation has been God's chosen people. This is after Moses, after Joshua, they've inherited the promised land. They've fought their way. They've had that land. And now they've been taken away from that land and they're in exile. And Ezekiel is this prophet who is living in exile, away from the promised land, away from the temple. He's got these messages from God so far. You know, Israel has repeatedly defiled me. My wrath is on them. They've profaned my name and my temple. They've earned their pain. The glory of my presence has left them. No one should try to blame anyone else. Each person's accountable for their own actions. You're in this mess of your own making, Israel. And yet, there's this thing from God in Ezekiel. I don't want anyone to die. Why would you die? But you're so rebellious and unrepentant. But what do you want to die? You know, just choose me and you'll live. But even in this space here, so there's this kind of appeal from God for their righteousness, but this despair that they are in this brokenness and this emptiness of their own making. That's the scenario. That's where Ezekiel sits in his understanding of God's activity in his life and in the life of the people that he's engaged with in exile. This is Ezekiel 37. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with dry bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Later on, we find out these bones represent the people of Israel, who are saying, we've become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. For us, you imagine the Spirit of God takes you and says, come on, I want to show you something. And in this vision, in this spirit, you walk around and you look at your life and all of the potential that might have been, all of the hopes that you used to have, all of the dreams that were there, all the life that could have been there, all the relationships that might have worked, all the family that might have stayed together or been able to be created all the community that you could have been part of, all the love that you could have shared, all the connection you could have known. And you imagine the Spirit of God just walking you around that, all around it, so you didn't miss one bone. You could see them all scattered around you. Then he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? Can they? Can life come out of death? Can life rise from the dead places in my heart? I mean, no, right? It's dead. It's dead and it's my fault. But who asked this question? God. Listen again. He says, Son of man, that is human, or more literally, mortal. Like mortal, can these bones live? And Ezekiel, he looks around the wasteland of emptiness and ruin and dead hopes, and you can hear the hope and the anguish in his reply. He says, O sovereign Lord, you alone know the answer to that. That is, I think, no, but you're talking to me and asking me that question, so maybe, I don't know. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath in you and make you live again. I'm going to put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will breathe into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So God says, Yes, I know the answer, but I want you to know, Ezekiel. I want you to believe. I want you to act on your belief. And this is the Spirit of God to us today. I'm looking at my dry bones and you're looking at yours. And God says, speak to them. Say this, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You will live again. There's nothing in this speech or this declaration except absolute belief in the power of God, because it is dead. That potential is dead. That hope is gone. Just trust in the promise and the power of God. And it applies to Ezekiel because of the resurrection, even though the resurrection hadn't happened yet in his day. So for him, it was faith in what God could do and would do. It applies even more now for us because, well, not applies, we understand it more now because Jesus rose from the dead. Listen to Paul in Romans 6. He says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. New lives. Since we've been united with him in his death, we'll also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful nature, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so sin might lose its power in our lives. Just sit on that line. Sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know that we will also live with him. We are sure of this because why? Because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. And now that he lives for the glory of God. So you should also consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Can these bones live? You alone know, Lord. And he says with this, consider yourself dead to this power and alive to Christ. So standing among your dry bones today, this death has no power. I'm picturing my dry bones in my life. This death has no power. I'm alive to the resurrection power of God. I will speak to my dry bones. Dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. You will live. This is what Ezekiel did. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover the bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, my breath, from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. Why the double instruction in this vision that Ezekiel has? Speak to these dry bones and tell them they're going to have flesh and muscles and skin. But then they were there, but they weren't animate. They didn't have breath in them. And now speak again. Not just to these bones, speak to the winds. Speak. Wind is spirit, right? Speak and declare that the Spirit of God will bring life to these bones. I think it's double, at least for one reason, and I've experienced this in my life too, because you go, these bones will live in the power of God. They will. And then you look at them going, almost. I'll say it again. These bones will live in the power of God. I believe in the resurrection in my life. For I believe. And so I'll speak it again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old dry bones and all hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. Now, we note that in his earthly life, Ezekiel didn't see this realized. Now he lives it every day, like we will. Remember this from Revelation, these windows into our guaranteed future. This is from Revelation 7. After this, John speaking, after this I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And this one from Revelation 21. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain." All these things are gone forever. That was a great communion message to Ads. Goodbye. 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 Gone. And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I'm making everything new." And he also said, "It's finished. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit these blessings. I will be their God, and they will be my children." That's Ezekiel's future, and yours and mine, if we trust Jesus. And that's the resurrection promise to us that starts today, like God promised Ezekiel earlier. "I'll put my spirit in you. I'll remove your heart of stone. I'll give you a soft heart, a heart of flesh that can receive the truth and the power and the promise of God." Paul says, if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. And in Ephesians, he says, the same power, the exact same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you. Can your dry bones live? Is hope gone? Or can your dry bones live? Are you alone forever, or can your dry bones live? Are you addicted forever, or can your dry bones live? Are you unwell forever, or can your dry bones live? Maybe you feel like your relationships are a mess. People you loved have gone, died, left, or never arrived. Maybe you feel alone and hurt, or jaded and broken and ashamed and afraid to trust. And you walk around your valley of bones and you just see the lost hopes of family and belonging and connectedness. By the Spirit of God, you can speak to these bones. In the power of Jesus, you will live. I will trust again. I will walk in forgiveness. I will love others with all of my heart and be loved in return. I will never be alone again. Hear the word of the Lord, dry bones. You will live. Not because I have anything that I can possibly do towards that, but because I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And either today or tomorrow or eventually, you will live. Maybe you've been out of sorts with God lately. Maybe you've fallen back into bad habits and addictions. Maybe you feel like your potential for purity is gone. Your hope for wholehearted faithfulness to your partner is a pipe dream. Can you hear God today? Human, mortal, can these bones live? Speak to them. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You will live. I will be pure. I will be faithful in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You will live. I'll declare it today, and maybe I'll have to declare it again tomorrow and again and again and again for years. But I know that in Jesus' power you will live. And one day I will stand complete and satisfied and whole and pure. Maybe in that situation, you think, this is hopeless. I know this. This is an endless cycle of addiction, and I can't break this, whatever it is that I'm stuck in, that I return to over and over again. But hear the word of the Lord. It's Resurrection Sunday. Jesus will do this work in you, either today or tomorrow or eventually. You will live. Believe it. Live in it, trust it, declare the power of the resurrection. Sometimes when I'm tempted, or I am struggling with an area of my life, and I just think, oh, why can't I just choose what the Spirit of God wants me to do? Why can't I just be generous? Why can't I just be loving? Why can't I just listen harder? Whatever it is that I struggle with, I do this little thing in my head and I go, you will live. You will live. Because it's not my power, it's the power of God. We were dead, like Ads and I were talking about this morning, Ephesians 2. As for you, you were dead. Like we were dead. All hope was gone. We had no vitality, no hope, no chance for selfless love. No, like this spring of living water that's going to rise up in us for eternal life. We had no hope. It was gone. It was lost forever. But God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. And God seated us, raised us with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. So that in coming ages, he can point to us and say, there's Jordan, look what my grace did. There's Jane, look what my grace did. There's Troy, look what my grace did. Not just because they've kind of been elevated up there, but because their life is with Christ. That is, it is holy, it is pure, it is righteous, it is beautiful, it is satisfied, it is fulfilled, it is productive, it is all things lovely and noble and beautiful. That is what we want is eternally whole because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What if our dry bones are our health, our physical health, our mental health? Remember, Ezekiel never saw the realization of this declaration. We can struggle every day and still live for resurrection. I'll say that again. You can struggle every day and still live for resurrection. You can be depressed your whole life and still hope in the resurrection. Lots of reasons for that. Some of it's chemical. You can be addicted and never actually shake that your whole life and still look forward to resurrection. You can still declare this. You will live. Even if I never see it while I draw breath on this earth, you will live. And maybe Jesus will do something today. Remember when Martha and Jesus was coming because Lazarus had died, and Jesus had walked over to Lazarus was his friend, and Mary and Martha were Lazarus' siblings. And they were devastated. Lord, if you'd just been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus says, your brother will rise again. And Martha does what we all do, which is, I know that he'll rise at the last day. And which is what we say too. Like, this is my life and resurrection will happen. And Jesus kind of rebukes her. He says, hey, I'm the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even though they die. And then this, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And then he goes and he raises Lazarus from the dead that day. This challenges me. God doesn't always heal our diseases or fix our addictions or, you know, fix our relationships or put forgiveness in our heart where we had resentment or like we don't always have these instant experiences of it, but sometimes we do. And sometimes we do right now, and God is doing these kind of the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of forever is breaking into our lives now. And on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to offer you the opportunity to declare today, God, can you please make these dry bones live? Oh, God, I don't want to make you. I can't make you. But you can. I want to believe that you can. My anxiety, God. We did an alpha course recently. Somebody put their hands on somebody and their anxiety went. Like what? What? Today? This addiction? Do I need to just, or can I get resurrection power into my life today? Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? And that resurrection power is alive in your life? for your health concerns. Like there's no promises, we struggle all the way through this life. Suffering's a necessity and even a helpful thing. I'm not going to go into that whole doctrine now, but let me just say this. Sometimes Jesus heals now because the resurrection is real and this power is real. So I say to my health, this is not dry bones. By the power of Jesus Christ, you will live. If not today, then eventually, but hopefully today. God, I just want to ask, you know, I'll still trust you if it doesn't, but we can afford to believe. And maybe your dry bones aren't any of that. Maybe it's more about distraction and apathy. You're invested in many things, you're distracted by many things, and you feel like there's no spiritual vitality in me. That potential to be alive in connection with God. Maybe again, maybe for the first time. Maybe if you allow yourself to picture the Spirit of God leading you around your life, and it might even be full of religious things, and church attendance and like Bible readings and stuff like that, but the vitality of your walk with God, the connection with God, the resurrection power, shifting the desires of your life, moving you to want different things, towards genuine holiness and satisfaction. Maybe God's just showing you this activity, this distraction, and maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just work or endless hours on Netflix and my social media feed or whatever it is, and I've just lost my vital connection with God. Maybe that's your dry bones. And there's an opportunity for you today, by the power of God, because Jesus rose from the dead, to speak to your dry bones and say, you will live. Because Jesus loves you and he died for you and he wants to be inside your life, transforming you from the inside out, bringing life to your dry bones too. We're going to invite Dominique up. She's going to sing a song for us to close. And I want us to picture this. Picture, you close your eyes and picture the Spirit of God taking you on a journey around your life. And I know, look, this is potentially traumatic for us. Because we walk through the ashes of what might have been or what we wish was. But God's intent is not for us to be traumatized. It is for us to be hope-filled. It is for us to declare the truth of the resurrection, that today or tomorrow or one day, this will live. I'll be in community again. I'll be free again. I'll be pure again. I'll be healthy. Let the Spirit of God walk you around your life in this song. Honestly, look up to God from that, among those scattered bones, and believe, and in your heart declare, oh God, can you bring life? I believe you will. Let's do that together.